all of you out there who regularly know that this is our segment now at the top of our second hour for our featured guest. And we're very, very pleased and very, very honored to have a great actress, a great artist on the show now. We're joined by Stephanie Black. You've seen and loved her in a whole variety of shows, most recently things like NBC's This Is Us. Stephanie, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Really good. Well, it's Sunday at 11:08, and we're here. So yeah. We got a bound.
And we got callers keeping us awake.
Exactly, you know? With interesting things. But there's only really one question you can ask anyone this weekend, Stephanie. Did you watch The Royal Wedding?
I slept through it.
Didn't we all, Tim?
I know.
It was 4 in the morning.
But there's replays.
I set so many alarms.
And oh, you tried.
I had to go to a baby's first birthday party the next day, and everyone filled me in. I saw all the pictures. But I was very sad that I missed it.
It was a huge event. You had people talking.
They're not my
about
royalty.
This.
It's not, I mean, that,
you,
that,
you say that,
not ruling
Dave.
Me.
You say
why,
that,
why,
Dave.
Why would I be interested?
But I will make this observation.
Well, this is a big wedding.
Huge.
I mean,
a local
huge,
girl.
Not only, I mean, it's huge. I mean, it was a huge statement for the world. It was also, I mean, everything from the person who performed the ceremony to it being at Windsor and not in the Abbey. And, I mean, the shots of Meghan's mother. I mean, it just all felt...
Okay.
It's a real American
all
princess.
All right, well, you're... Okay.
You're
much enthusiast.
Interest.
Okay.
So much interest. We've
well,
got...
Well, she is an American.
An American actress.
Yeah.
An American actress.
Now, is she giving up her American citizenship?
She has, yeah.
She has. So we don't have an insider in the royal family
to take
anymore.
On, it is in our Constitution.
She cannot have the title.
You cannot have any title. That's why any American like Steven Spielberg or anyone like that goes over and gets knighted. They think they're getting knighted.
No, he's not Sir Steven.
Steven
Spielberg, KCB, or something.
We are prohibited from taking on royal titles. So, yeah, so Megan, would you do this, Stephanie, if you fell in love with that special royal of that special? Maybe it's a Scandinavian royal family. I always think
some also ran royal family.
No, but it just makes it more, there are more of them.
Uh-huh.
We're running out of marriageable Windsors. So.
I mean, if you had asked me like a couple years ago, I said maybe I would have considered it. But after watching the first two seasons of The Crown, it's too much. I don't want any part of that.
Oh, have you read the rules? There are rules.
Oh, there are lots of rules.
You can't cross your legs for the rest of your life.
It just seems like too much. And I spent a little bit of time in London, and you think that Americans are bad with the amount of attention to celebrity and
I do.
Paparazzi, but it is so much worse over there. The British are obsessed with what is going on in their pop culture, especially with the royals.
And the royal family are just magnets for that. Not to speak ill of the groom so soon after his wedding day, but Prince Harry was in the news, in the tabloids, all the time. Show up to a fancy dress party,
right?
Dressed as a Nazi, and all of a sudden, those photos of you in Gestapo uniform just show up on the front page every few months.
Right?
They just drag.
Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, if you're going to dress up like the Nazi, you probably should be in the papers so that
don't do that. It's a teachable moment. I've got to ask you, Stephanie, you're associated with a phenomenal new play that I think is just about to launch. What can you tell us about that? You're not acting in it. You're artistic director.
Yeah, I'm one of the artistic directors for I Am a Theater Company here in Los Angeles. And we open on Thursday a new play called Cult of Love by Leslie Headland. And a lot of people know Leslie from her movies Bachelorette that starred Kirsten Dunst and Wilson. She also wrote a movie called Sleeping with Other People starring Alison Brie and Jason Sudeikis. And Leslie, we all went to college together. We started this company 10 years ago. And it has just blown up into this amazing thing that we're so proud of. And this play is the culmination of a 10-year-long project that Leslie came to us about 10 years ago and said, I want to write one play for each of the 7 deadly sins. And we're going to do it all in a year, which we didn't. But 10 years later, we're finishing that 7th play, and the sin is pride. And it's a huge family dramedy. It's got 10 actors on stage. They're on stage the whole time. It's got a big, beautiful set. It's a family play that happens on Christmas Eve, and it's really about The play's called Cult of Love, and so it's really about the idea of the cult of family, of how we think that love can sort of conquer everything, but what happens when those we love the most believe differently from us, and how do we reconcile family and the sort of the cycle that happens within a family of growing apart and growing up.
Hmm. Yeah, Tim, Dave, you know, what I heard out of that, other than that, this sounds like an incredible piece of art and work.
Right.
But, you know, we have something in common with them.
Do we?
We all went to college together, and we began this show,
The
Bigger Picture with Timothy Spangler.
We do.
Great thing.
It's great when you have those long-lasting bonds that you're able to share. Now, I have to ask you, I am a theater company. Does IAMA, it's the name of the theater company.
Yeah. You're a theater company.
Does IAMA, are those initials for things? No.
It literally means I am a theater
company.
Okay.
Dave, do you get it now?
Yes. I am a theater company. Thank you.
I am a theater company.
It's a little clever joke for us. We get asked that a lot. What does it stand for? People pronounce it like IAMA or... Sometimes we get IAMA.
Yeah.
We just chose to shove those letters together and say IAMA, but it really just means I am a theater company.
Now, can you give our listeners details, gory details, on how to actually get information about the play, buy tickets to the play, and find their way to the theater?
Absolutely. Well, you can go to our website, which is iamatheater.com, theater with an R-E, and we have all the information there. You can also find us on Instagram, I Am a Theater. You can find us on Facebook, I Am a Theater Company. You can find us on Twitter as at I Am a Theater. And if you go to our website and you find any of our company members, you can find all of their handles as well for Twitter and Instagram. We're very social media friendly. We're pretty much covering the social media world with our information.
That's important. Important. The kids love social media. The kids are all on social media.
Except for that theater with an RE, you're always going to have to explain that.
You're going to lose half your audience. I'm just telling you.
We just got a little fancy. We had to be different.
Punished for it. And we'll suffer for it. It sounds like a phenomenal play. Love what you do there. I want to thank you so much, Stephanie Black, for being part of the Bigger Picture.
Thank you guys so much. Come see the show. I'm a theater. Cult of Love.
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. Before we go to our break, friends and neighbors, interesting.